Good morning. Whenever I enter a cathedral, I usually have two antithetical reactions in quick succession. Firstly, wow, and not long after that, why? The wow is at the grandeur, the artistry, the faith, the sheer will that raises those vaults to the heavens and spreads the transepts wide in praise. Who wouldn't be moved by the roof at Ely, the perfection of Salisbury, the bare purity of Vézelay? The why that surfaces after the wow is that we still put so much time, energy and resource into constructing and refurbishing temples to the worship of a god who arguably encouraged us to leave the building a long time ago. I experienced this feeling on Sunday whilst listening to a friend singing at Guildford Cathedral, the most recently built great church in England. It was beautiful, both the singing and the space. But as I looked around at the congregation of maybe 20 people, I kept thinking, do we really need all this to worship God? Whilst I acknowledge the heritage of the great sacred spaces, their symbolic and practical importance in the life of a community, there has to be a backup plan. What happens if you have no building because you're poor, or can't get to the building because you're sick, or the building has been burnt to the ground because your country is at war, or the government won't let you go to the building because they suppress your faith? Would these things stop you from worshipping God? Since the protest at St. Paul's, the most quoted scripture of the last 2 weeks has been Jesus' attack on the temple peddlers and his exposing of religion's entanglement with mammon. But for me, the real dynamite in these sequences is his redefinition of what a temple or a church should be made of. Not with marble or sandstone or fundraising events, but with his body and the living stones of his followers. This new temple would be built using people instead of bricks. It's such a radical reformation of religion that it's tempting to dismiss it as metaphor and spiritualize it away. 2,000 years on, it still feels that this extraordinary new building project is still clad in scaffolding. Far away from temples, Jesus encountered a Samaritan woman and asked her for a drink. Realizing that he was a Jewish prophet of some kind and trying to make polite conversation, she mentions that their ancestors once worshipped on mountains, but that Jerusalem was now the place to go. His response, for me, is one of the most freeing and helpful instructions in all of Scripture. A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem, but in spirit and in truth. True worship, he suggests, isn't dependent on temples or the rituals we perform inside them. Who you worship will always be more important than where.
Thought for the day with Ridian Brooke. The time